The month of September sees RNIB's marathon mates hit the streets. We're asking you to buddy up with a friend and take on a marathon distance. Well, you could do half each, and you've got the whole month of September to do it. So not that difficult, really, is it? We don't just ask you to do it. Staff and volunteers also get involved with RNIB's fundraising as well. I'm doing it with Guide Dog Quigley and my daughter Laura. And Jan Donnelly is taking on the challenge with her husband. Jan, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Lovely to be here.
So tell me, why did you decide to do this challenge?
Do you know, I think, first of all, I think the lockdown has been pretty difficult for all of us, and myself and my hubby, like many others, have been kind of not doing very much exercise. We're both keen tennis players. Normally we kind of play tennis once or twice a week, and obviously that kind of put a scupper to that with all the lockdown restrictions. I have become very unfit, put on lots and lots of weight, and decided, you know, I need to do something. So I think that was the kind of primary reason. And also I think just starting working for RNIB, I've kind of found out a lot more about the organisation than that I did before, which is absolutely crazy since I am visually impaired myself. But I've seen how much the RNIB does for people, and I just wanted to give something back, I think, and just to support the organisation.
Things like the London Marathon and the Great North Run have all been cancelled for the reasons you mentioned, you know, with the tennis there. So it is a great opportunity to do this, and also you don't have to do it all in one go. You can spread out over the month. That was a big tick for me. What about you?
Yeah, definitely, absolutely, because I'm not really a runner, to be honest, Alan. I did a couple of years ago the Couch to 5K and managed to run for 3 miles for quite a while, and I hurt my knee. That kind of impeded on my tennis as well, so doing it a bit at a time is ideal for me, and obviously, you know, getting me back up to the fitness level. My husband Dave is pretty fit, really, and he enjoys the running, but he's been very, very supportive of me. We've done some practice runs, and he kind of trundles behind me. I kind of set the pace, so it's really, really good. But yeah, definitely 100%. I'm really pleased that it's kind of over the month and not all in one go.
Hobby will love being called fit. I'm sure you'll quite enjoy that.
Well, it's fitting always, Alan. I do.
You have to say that, you know, on the radio. So you're really confident about this as well. And when it comes to the Marathon Mates target as well, I mean, you're looking at £150 between two of you. So it's not a massive amount you have to raise, but that money does make a massive difference.
It certainly does. I mean, at the moment, I think we're up to £260 between us. Anything is worthwhile, isn't it, Alan, really? But we kind of set our target for £100 to begin with, and then we went up to £150, then £200. And we went to 250. To be honest, I don't think I've changed my goal, but I think I'll put it up to 300 and see if we can get up to 300. That'd be good.
Push the boundaries a little bit there, Jan. So there you go. If you fancy having a go at Marathon Mates, you know, myself and Jan are taking it on. You know, you've got the month to do it. You only have to raise £150 between the two of you. You can get more information by going to marathonmates.rnib.org.uk or give the helpline a call on 0303 123 9999. All the information is there. Jan, good luck, and good luck to Hubby as well, and thanks for chatting with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Yeah, good luck to you too.